Read from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. There was a scholar of the law stood up to test Jesus and said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" He said in reply, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind. And your neighbor as yourself." He replied to him, "You've answered correctly. Do this and you will live." Because he wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man fell victim to robbers. As he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, they stripped and beat him and went off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down that road. When he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. Likewise, a Levite came to the place. When he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. But a Samaritan traveler came upon him, was moved with compassion at the sight. He approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds, and bandaged them. Then he lifted him up on his own animal, took him to an inn, and cared for him. The next day he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with the instruction, 'Take care of him. You spend more than what I have given you, I shall repay you on my way back.' Which of these three, in your opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victim?" He answered, "The one who treated him with mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." The Gospel of the Lord. One of the key arts to being a good teacher is the art of storytelling. Knowing how to tell stories. If you've ever been in a class, maybe remember the concept, but it's usually connected with some type of story that was related to the topic. That being the case, the greatest teacher that ever lived about 2,000 years ago, and his name was Jesus Christ. He was the greatest teacher, and he utilized the art of storytelling. The stories he told are called parables. Parables. What is a parable? Parable is a human story with a heavenly message. So it's something that Jesus spoke to that people understood. But there is always a spiritual heavenly message to it. Most people would agree that the most famous story that was ever told is in Luke chapter 15, and it's the parable of the prodigal son. Or if you like, the merciful father. Possibly the second most famous story of Jesus is the one you heard a couple minutes ago. It's called the parable of the Good Samaritan. All of us should get in the habit of reading and meditating upon the Bible every day, all of us. And I would suggest that you follow this very simple method when you're reading or meditating. Read through the passage and try to memorize it. Now, probably most of us do not have photographic memories in which we can say verbatim, word for word, but be able to summarize it in your own words. Be able to do that. You may have to read it two or three times, then you've got it here. And the second step would be to arrive at the general interpretation of the text. And the third is, how can I apply that to myself and how I can live that out? Okay? Now, everyone can do that. Children, elderly people, young people, we can all do that. You read, you try to get in your mind, and then get what is the general message, then what is God saying to me, and how can I put that into practice? Okay, so I'm going to try to teach you how to do that today. So the first is this. You got a man that was heading to Jerusalem, Jericho, and he was beaten up. There he's laying half dead. A Levite passes him by, a priest passes him by, then the Samaritan has compassion upon him and takes him, puts him on his beast and burden, takes him into the inn, and tells the innkeeper to do all he possibly can, and when he arrives, he'll pay for the rest of the services. Okay, there you have it. So I've summarized it in my own words in about 30 seconds. Did they give it to you verbatim? No, but I've given you the essence of it. So that's the first step. The second is this. What is the basic message there? The basic message there is that we are called to be merciful and compassionate to all people. Who is our neighbor? Anyone in need is our neighbor. Anyone that we find in need, we're called to help out, because that Good Samaritan, the Good Samaritan is Jesus Christ. Jesus is the Good Samaritan that came from heaven to earth to help wounded humanity. Okay, let's apply to ourselves now. And I invite all of you to give yourself at least 5 minutes tonight in silence. It'd be better if you could give an hour. Who are the Good Samaritans that God has sent in your life? If you ask the Holy Spirit, right away you're going to have three or four that pop up just like that. But in our lives, we've probably had hundreds of Good Samaritans, and that's why we're here tonight, listening to the Word of God, and many of you will receive the Eucharist. God sends Good Samaritans. Take an example I had. When I was about 20 years old, every summer we would travel from New York or New Jersey to Michigan to visit my relatives. One occasion I was traveling with my mother, so we had traveled through New York, upper state, into Michigan. And I was driving, it was probably about midnight, and all of a sudden, the car didn't seem to work. And I said, "Mom, this is a lousy car." what's wrong with this car? And then it got worse and worse, and then all of a sudden the car conked out. I said, Mom, what? Why did you get me to drive this car? It turned out that we ran out of gas. So it wasn't a lousy car, it's just that I was not that practical. So there it was. This was not New York City, upstate New York, in no man's land, 12 midnight, with our car conked out, and there we were. So I was thinking, Mom, okay, you get the wheel, and I'll push it from here to Detroit, next 300 miles, okay? So both of us said a prayer. Within 5 minutes, a man came by and said, do you have some type of problem? We said, yes, we just ran out of gas. And the guy went to his truck. He gave us some gas. And it was just enough gas to get to the gas station. That was a good Samaritan. So who are the good Samaritans that God has placed in your life? That's a good holy hour. All of you could spend probably an hour on that. We're here today because God is so good that He's placed good Samaritans in our lives. Pray over that. And spend time thanking God that you're here. For not for the good Samaritans that I've had in my life and that you have in your life and you've had in your life, you would not be here today. So we have to be very humble and very thankful and very grateful that God is so good that He's placed good Samaritans in our lives. Amen?
Amen?
Okay, I'm not over. One last idea. If I did not offer this last idea, it would be a truncated sentence. It would be an incomplete idea. We have been so blessed to have so many good Samaritans. You people are called to be good Samaritans right now. Amen?
Amen.
Starting right now. You have received so many blessings from God. Now let's turn the tables around. Starting right now, all of us have to try to be good Samaritans on the highway of life. Because, my friends, we're going to be judged on whether or not we have been a good Samaritan or a bad Samaritan. Let's pray starting right today in honor of Jesus and Mary, the angels and saints, that we, starting today, will be good Samaritans. Amen.